Thank you for coming. It is so good to see you, Frank. Oh, it's been far too long.
Yes. My interests in China have kept me away more than I'd like. But with the undertaking approaching, I felt a return to Starling City was in order.
Actually, Frank, it's the undertaking that I wanted to talk to you about. I want to get out.
Is this because of what happened to Walter?
With Walter, with Robert. Last week, the vigilante nearly made my children orphans. I've reached my limit, Frank.
That's a lot to confide in me, Moira.
Robert did. I know he reached out to you, whether I was supposed to know it or not. He had misgivings. He sought you out because he knew you did too.
But then he was murdered. And that should be a cautionary tale for both of us.
Yes, I know. And I've gone along with this for as long as I can stomach it. We started this to fix the glades, Frank. To cure the city, not lay it to waste. You got into this because of what happened to your daughter. Frank, what would Amanda want you to do?
Maybe we should come back later.
No, maybe we should wait, Oliver. This is really serious. What if her next attack of conscience leads her right to the police?
Oh, she won't say anything, I know. I had to make the same calculation when you found out about me.
Mm-hmm. And what would you have done if you were wrong? And I decided to make a call to Detective Lance.
I would have put an arrow in you.
Huh. Oh, really, you really would have done that? Really?
I'd have bet going with myself on how quickly you two would visit. Tell me not to reveal your secret. Looks like I won.
Actually, Felicity, I was hoping that I could get you to change your mind. I was worked up on adrenaline last night, and I didn't exactly put my best foot forward. I was hoping you'd give me the opportunity to do that now.
How about you start with Ken Williams? Did he also get to enjoy your adrenaline last night?
No, he returned the money that he stole just in time to put his son to bed. Like I said, Felicity, just a warning.
At this time, we'd like to remind the public that we are coordinating our efforts with Interpol as the Dodger operates primarily in Europe, and they have advised us to warn the public that he is to be considered armed and...
You know, I heard about this guy. They call him the Dodger because he avoids getting his hands dirty. He uses hostages to do his stealing for him.
How?
Puts a bomb collar around their necks. Last year, a guy in Madrid didn't steal what the Dodger told him to, and he took his head off. Literally.
And now the psycho's in Starling City. It's too bad his name's not in your notebook.
You know, not all the people that I target are on the list. Every once in a while, I make an exception. Hostage-taking jewel thief, for example. So why don't you help us take him down?